That's all ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Well, after the dismal failure of Lum's hat style show, Grandpappy Spears called his attention to a funny hat contest being sponsored by Tom Brenneman and Hedda Hopper. Lum immediately decided that he could win the $1,000 prize and set out for Hollywood with Abner and his masterpiece, the hat with the weather vane bird, the fur collar, and the windows for theater going. Well, after they'd left, Grandpap discovered too late that the contest had ended a couple of months ago. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, did you ever have a restless, wakeful night when you knew you had an important day ahead? Well, why don't you try Miles Nervine next time nervous tension and overwrought nerves cause an occasional restless, sleepless night? You see, Miles Nervine is a mild but very effective sedative that helps relieve nervous tension. Miles Nervine has been making good in American homes from coast to coast and from border to border for almost 3/4 of a century. Yes, for that occasional restless night, try Miles Nervine. All drugstores have it in two forms. The effervescent tablets cost 35 and 75 cents, while liquid Nervine is priced at 25 cents and $1. Miles Nervine is guaranteed to satisfy, or your druggist will return your money. Caution, use only as directed. You never will know how much Miles Nervine can do to help you relax until you try it. So get genuine Miles Nervine from your druggist right away. Remember, it's Nervine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E, Miles Nervine you want. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on our friends today, we find Tom Brenneman in his office in the Brenneman Restaurant in Hollywood. He's just called his secretary. Listen.
Yes, what is it, Mr. Brenneman?
Miss Lane, do I know anybody by the name of Edwards?
Edwards?
Is there anybody by that name that works for me?
No, not that I know of.
Well, a telegram was delivered here the other day to Mr. L. Edwards, sent in care of me. I can't figure out who it is.
Well, I can't either.
Well, as long as it was sent here, it must be somebody who's coming here. Do you know anybody that's planning to see me?
No. Oh, wait a minute. There has been a man who's called several times, but I don't remember his name. I think it was something like that. He said he had a hot tip on a horse for you.
He did?
Yes, I tried to stall him off, but he insisted he was coming to see you.
Well, I hope he does. I could use a good tip on a horse. I haven't had a winner at the track in 3 weeks. I can use him.
Yes, sir.
By the way, where's Uncle Corny?
I think he's sitting out in the hall.
Would you mind asking him if the orchids have arrived, please? We go on the air in about 10 minutes.
Yes, sir.
What did I do with that racing form?
Uncle Corny?
Yeah? Don't bother me now. Can't you see I'm busy?
Well, Mr. Brenneman wants you to see about the orchids.
Oh, I'll do it. I'll take care of it. Now, don't worry about it.
Well, don't forget it.
Heavens to Betsy, I have to do everything around here.
Excuse me, mister, but we're looking for Mr. Tom Brenneman's.
Brenneman?
Yeah, this is my partner here.
How do you do?
And we want to see Mr. Brenneman. Somebody up in front of the restroom said we could find him back here.
Well, I suppose you can. We're all pretty busy right now, though. I got to get a joke made up here.
Yeah, well, this is pretty important.
Well, so is this. We go in the air pretty quick, and I got to have a joke ready. Every morning, Tom always says the same thing. You got a joke for us, Uncle Corny? If you got a little joke, I tell you, I get sick and tired of it.
Oh, you're Uncle Corny, huh? Yeah, well, I've heard you on the radio.
Well, I do know.
I'm on the radio, too.
Yeah, heard you.
I'm the only thing that holds Tommy's show together.
Amen.
Yes, if I didn't get out there, the whole thing fall flatter than a pancake.
You're just right about that. Well, we would sure like to see Tommy, or Mr. Brenneman, I mean. You don't realize how important this is. Would you mind telling us where he's at?
Well, now, just a minute. I'll see if he can talk to you now. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I wish you would. Tell him it's Mr. Edwards, L. Edwards.
Well, he's awful busy, but I'll see. Hey, Tommy!
Yeah? You see about the orchids, Uncle Corny?
Yeah, in a minute. There's a couple old fellas here that wants to see you, claim it's important. One of them's named L. Edwards.
Oh, Edwards. Oh, yes. He's a man I want to see, too. He's got a hot tip on a horse for me. Send him right in, right away, will you?
Well, all right. I've told you to quit playing around with them ponies. You'll lose your shirt. All right, you fellas. You can go in there now. Right through that door there.
Yeah, much obliged to you, Uncle Corny.
Just leave him enough money to buy orchids, will you? I guess I better go see about them things. I don't know.
Have you got the hat, Abner?
Yeah, I got it right here in this box. Can't you see it? It's right here.
Yeah, I guess I'm just kind of nervous.
Oh, you're jumping nervous as a rabbit's nose right now, Lom.
Yeah, this is the first time I've ever won $1,000.
Well, Lom, you ain't sure you win that money yet.
No, but quick as he takes one look at that hat I designed, he'll see right away it's the winner. There ain't no hat that can outcap that, and I know.
No, well, you're right about that, I believe.
Well, come on, let's go on in. This is it.
Yeah. You want me to open up the box quick as we get inside there?
No, wait till I tell you.
Oh.
Come on.
Yeah. Well. Come right on in, gentlemen. How are you, Mr. Edwards?
How do you do, sir? Are you Mr. Brenneman?
Yes.
Well, don't favor yourself. this is my partner here, Mr. Peabody.
Well, I'm glad to know you, Mr. Peabody.
How do you do? Oh, don't grab my hand so hard here.
Well, Mr. Edwards, I understand you've got a winner.
Yeah, you bet your life I have. And I'm here to get $1,000 from you.
Well, now, wait a minute. Not so fast. Do you think it's really that good?
Oh, I know dad blame well it is.
Yeah, you ought to see it. It outcaps anything I ever seen before in my life.
Well, that sounds good, all right, but before I lay out 1,000 iron men, I want to know more about it.
Well, naturally, I'd want you to see it first. You want to take a look at it now?
Well, no, I haven't got the time. I've got to do my show in a few minutes. Just tell me a little about it. What's it called?
Well, I call it my masterpiece.
My masterpiece, huh? I don't believe I've ever heard of it.
Well, natural. We just brought it out from Arkansas.
Yeah, brung it out on a train.
Yeah, set it right down in the seat next to her.
Yeah.
Did it make the trip all right?
Oh, yeah. Come through fine.
Well, now, Lon, be honest about it. The crown got sort of dented on one side of it there.
Yeah.
It did? Well, don't you think that'll hurt its chances?
Oh, no. That won't hurt it, none. Helped it, if anything. It'll win in a walk.
Well, I hope you're right. What color is it?
Oh, sort of a reddish-brown.
Sort of a bay, huh?
Yeah, I guess you could call it that.
Uh-huh.
With touches of pink and green.
Pink and green?
Yeah, there's some purple on it, too.
Purple?
Yeah.
Thank Scott. That trip must have been harder on it than you think. How bad was that dent it got?
Oh, that ain't got nothing to do with it. It was that color for wherever we left Arkansas.
Yeah, them just natural colors right there.
Why, George, I've never seen one like that before.
Well, that's what I've been telling you. This is a humdinger.
It must be.
You ought to see the bird on top of it.
Yeah.
Bird on top of it?
Yeah, it works on a kind of a pivot. It swings around in the wind like a weather vane.
Now, wait just a minute. Let me get this straight. You say there's a bird on top of it?
Yeah, I just put that on there for decoration. Something different, you know.
Well, it must be different.
Oh, it's nice. Awful nice to know which way the wind's blowing, you know, at a time like that.
Well, yes, I see your point there.
Yeah, it'll show you it turns.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing to know. But this bird, you do take it off, don't you?
Oh, yeah, oh. It comes off. It's, what's that word? Detachable.
Oh, I guess it's a big word.
Good. You had me worried there for a minute.
Yeah, tell him about the fur brim, Long.
Oh, yeah.
About the what?
That's detachable, too. It drops down and makes a fur collar.
Now, just a minute. What's the fur collar for?
Well, that's for chilly days. It keeps the neck warm, you know.
Well, why don't you just use a blanket?
Well, I reckon you could, but I'm feared it'd give her up the flowers, though.
Yes, I suppose. The flowers? Holy smoke. Huh. You mean the wreath of flowers it gets after it's a winter?
Oh, no. They're on there all the time. We put the flowers on before we entered it.
You mean they're on there right from the start?
Oh, yeah.
Well, don't you think that's being a little overconfident?
No, I've got all the faith in the world in this.
You must have. That's the darndest thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah, well, we ain't told you the best part of it yet. I know this part of it works good, because, see, last night, me and Lom taken it to the moving picture show, and Lom sat ahead of me there.
Now, wait a minute. You took it to the movies? Is that what you said?
Yeah. And Lom sat right ahead of me in a seat there.
What did you take it to see, my friend Flicka?
No, it's some picture called, Outlaw, I believe it was.
Yeah, there was a man in it. That Walter Houston sure can act.
Oh, I just couldn't take my eyes off of him.
Me neither. I just followed him everywhere.
Don't know anybody else that's in the picture, to be honest. Anyway, we taken it there, and Lum sat ahead of me there, and first
well,
he held it on
the back. Well, that was very nice. Now, tell me, how did it enjoy the picture?
Why? Oh, no, it can't talk.
No.
Well, that's right.
See, then Lum held it up over his head to see how the windows worked in it. That was the main thing you wanted to see, you know.
Windows?
Yeah.
What windows?
Well, I was coming to that. See, it's got two windows in the crown there, front and back.
Yeah, that's so whoever's sitting behind can look through it.
You mean the jockey?
Well, yeah, if there happens to be a jockey sitting behind you.
It'll work on it.
I tell you, Mr. Brenneman, you ought to see it.
Yes, I'd love to see it.
Well, we got it right here in that box. Abner, open it up.
Now, just a minute, gentlemen. I don't know what kind of a gag this is, but you better get out of my office before I throw you out. Take your horse with you.
Horse?
Yeah.
We ain't got no horse. What we've got's a hat.
A hat?
Yeah, we come all the way from Arkansas to enter in that funny hat contest you and Hetty Hooper was putting on.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Well, what's the matter? What's so funny?
Oh, this is terrible.
Ha!
That contest was over a couple of months ago.
Ha!
Oh, I'm awfully sorry about this, fellas.
Sorry and gig.
Look, I've got to get out there and start my show. No, why don't you join me and have breakfast on the house, will you?
Up on the roof?
No, down in the restaurant.
Ha!
Uncle Corny will find your tail. By the way, there's a telegram for you, Mr. Edwards.
For me?
Yes. It's on my desk there. I'll see you later.
What happened?
Giggle box.
He got his tickle box turned over about something, you know it?
Yeah, funny fella.
Saying he's well, sorry we come out here and giggling about
who
it.
Who could be sending me a telegram in Hollywood?
Oh, it must be something important. Who's it from, Long?
Just a second.
Well, hurry up. What
well,
is
get
it?
Your head out of my light. I can't
well,
read
get it.
It
open. You don't have to take out your pocket knife. Tear it open, Long.
I might tear the writing.
What is it? What is it?
It's from Grandpap.
Grandpappy Spears?
He says, don't go to Hollywood. The contest was over a couple of months ago.
Well, they finally got things straightened out. But now what are the old fellas going to do? And how are they going to get back to Pine Ridge? Well, be sure and join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Now, have you ever missed a regular meal, folks, and then found out later that you were so hungry you overate? Well, I know that's happened to many of us. And, of course, overeating often leads to gastric acidity or acid indigestion. Now, when that happens to you, it's time to call on Alka-Seltzer for the extra relief it can bring. You see, Alka-Seltzer's alkalizing properties are extra effective because they can help reduce excess gastric acidity and also ease an upset stomach. Alka-Seltzer is just the thing you want for extra fast relief because it's dissolved and ready to go right to work when you drink it. Alka-Seltzer is extra pleasant to take, too, because it makes a sparkling, effervescent solution which is refreshing to taste. Yes, you get extra values in Alka-Seltzer. So with all these extra benefits, why delay? Get an extra package of Alka-Seltzer at your nearest drugstore right away. Buy 2 60-cent packages instead of one. Do it while your drugstore is open. Then, whether you are at home or on a trip, you'll have plenty of Alka-Seltzer when you want it most. Remember, an extra package in your grip can come in handy on a trip.